Let me move over here to my Right Side Way monologue, and I'll just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. They are in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week, will see all ages, and they are the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and we appreciate it. So here's the thing. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you, sometimes it's just not about who or what you fight. It's also about why and when and where and with what and even how. It's like the five W's. Choosing the battlefield, making sure the terrain on which we fight is best suited to our troops and not the enemy's. Choosing the most opportune time, launching a successful offensive, properly timing the logistics of the fight. Making sure that we employ the right tactics and the weapons. It's the whole five W's. Who, what, why, when, where, and how. A successful tactical or even strategic level fight must have good basis in those five W's. Sometimes there's a catalyst moment, a momentum swing that we must grab a hold of, and even when that catalyst is a loss, because nothing galvanizes a warrior like a determined effort to recoup some lost ground. So somebody I've had an opportunity in recent years to spend some time with, someone who I consider to be one of my personal heroes, is retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. You may have heard my interview with him on the show here, but General Boykin had an amazing military career. One of the founding members of what we now call Delta Force. Participation in epic special operations missions. I mean, like, General Boykin was on the attempt to rescue the Iran hostages at Desert One. The invasion of Grenada, where he earned his first Purple Heart. The invasion of Panama. The Battle of Mogadishu, known as Black Hawk Down. He led the hunt for the drug lord Pablo Escobar in South America. At one point, he commanded all U.S. Army Special Forces, the Green Berets. He's also, by the way, a man of great faith, great character, who shares his relationship with Jesus often, and in retirement, he now works for the conservative Christian organization called the Family Research Council. And by the way, I would encourage you to read his book, Never Surrender. It's linked on our website at rightsideradio.org. You can find the recommended reading list, and yes, Never Surrender by Jerry Boykin is on that list. So of the amazing missions, though, that General Boykin was on, there are two that became absolute catalysts for change. The first was the attempted rescue of the Iran hostages in 1979, and the other was the invasion of Grenada in the early 80s. So both of these missions were dynamic, audacious, and they were flawed from the beginning. The 1979 mission to rescue our U.S. citizens who were being held in the embassy by Islamic extremists for over a year was named Operation Eagle Claw. I won't go into all the details, but suffice to say the mission did fail when logistical and operational issues on the ground led to a collision and a fire that killed eight members of the rescue force. It was also part of the downfall of Jimmy Carter's presidency. And the invasion of the small island nation of Grenada, that was ultimately successful, but it suffered from some of the same issues as Eagle Claw. Basically, in all the after-action reviews of both missions, it was determined that the inter-service communications were just horrible. I mean, the Army, the Air Force, Navy, Marines, they didn't talk well together. They didn't have compatible systems. They didn't have compatible support nodes. And they were each, like, really protective of their own turf, and they wanted their own piece of the pie. So as a result, as a direct result, of those two major operations that General Boykin participated in, the U.S. Special Operations Command was formed in 1987. A completely separate joint command, which now has authority over all the Navy SEALs, Air Force Special Operations, Army Rangers, Green Berets, and Marine Raiders. No more infighting. No more lack of communication, no more fussing over taking orders from someone from a different branch or service. It was a unified command structure to fight their battles. So why am I telling you all this? Because here's the thing. We have to consider such things for other fights as well. We conservatives, we cannot forget the broad mission. We must fight on all fronts, and we must use whatever best assets we have available, regardless of whether it was our first choice. We must assess the fight and make sure that we employ the best people, the best messaging, the best tactics, the best timing, and the best locations. And we must do it, y'all, on multiple fronts as conservatives all at the same time. Classic example, the Dobbs decision by the Supreme Court. After decades of striving and working, the right people were elected to confirm the right people to the court to make the right decision at the right time, and Roe v. Wade came crashing down. It's a classic example that one of our chosen battlefields is, in fact, the court system, so we must fight in the courts to protect our rights, a legal battle. We must also fight in the state legislature to make sure that laws here at home are designed to protect us and to give our attorney general ammunition against liberal federal overreach, things like school choice, or taxation, or defending against federal overreach. We must have a state legislative battle. We must also fight in our local school board elections and our mayor's offices, right here at the home front, to make sure that our kids and our communities are getting the best possible and we're not victims of social justice warriors who want to co-opt our kids in school or change things about our daily life in our cities. It's a daily battle for the hearts and the minds and a future of the most precious assets, our children and our communities. It's a local battle. We must also fight, by the way, to send the right person to our governor's office who has the strength and the stamina and the moral compass and the conservative values to put Alabama on the right track, no matter what the pressure. So yes, we need a state-level executive battle. We must also fight to send the best possible candidates up to Washington, D.C., who not only look good and sound good, but who will actually carry the values that this state is known for among its people. That's a federal battle. So all these battles, and more like them, we have to fight them all. And at times, we may have to fight them all at the same time, and it requires clarity of purpose and unity of command. We will not get there if we only care about one aspect of the plan. We must be cognizant that this political movement we're in is an asymmetric warfare, that we are on a battlefield that has no true front lines. There's a song I love. You may know it. It's by Christian artist Michael W. Smith. It's only a few years old, even though he's been recording for like 40 years. The song is called Surrounded. This is how I fight my battles, he says. When you hear the song, you realize that that's just the way he likes it. He says, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you, and this is how we fight our battles. So yeah, liberals think they've got us surrounded. And too often, we act like it. Liberals think they've gotten the upper hand because Republicans too often turn around to eat our own and turn on each other. The 2020 and the 2022 elections were just debacles. The street riots, the pandemic, the Biden economy, all of those combined are to conservatives what General Boykin's missions in the desert of Iran and the shores of Grenada were to the military. They made us feel disjointed, and we suffered some losses. But I'm telling you, just like the military did in the aftermath, I'm sensing more resolve than ever to do a better job. Just like we learned lessons and bounced back stronger after those military missions, conservatives have got to do the same thing with our fight to win the social, the political, and the cultural battles. And we're going to have to stay in this thing. We're going to have to use every tool, every trick, every technique, every tactic, unified under one banner, planning all the who, what, why, when, the where, and even the how. So yeah, it may look like we're surrounded, but that's how we fight our battles. That's how we win. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. So I had a text earlier today that fit in with John from Harvest, who's just frustrated with the Republican Party. And John, I share your frustrations. But what I just said there in my monologue is a direct result of the same kind of sentiments that you've got in your text. I think the Republican Party had better get their act together. I think we better start acting more unified. I think we better get it all on the table, all the battles, all the front. Asymmetric warfare in the political sense. We've got to do it in every single turn. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.